Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, third hour. What's happening? Hour number three, Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from our Rocket Mortgage studio. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Hope all is well. Hope all is good. Third hour, as I said, baseball's going on. Hoops tonight. Double dip Monday Night Football last night. All sorts of topics. Good stuff. Pedro's comments. We hit that. Obviously focused on the football. We'll get back to football here, Teak, which is, let's face it, you know, there's only a handful of defensive players, like every generation, that, you know, one was Deion, one was Lawrence Taylor, one was Ronnie Lott, one was J.J. Watt when he's right. And there's a few others that I'm obviously omitting. But absolutely, our next guest is on that short list of a defensive player that could almost trump an offensive highlight. That's how good this guy was. Great how great he was. And I'm talking about Troy Polamalu, eight Pro Bowls, four-time All-Pro, two Super Bowl championships, all 2000s team, Hall of Famer, and Troy is with us here. Troy, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today?
I'm well, thank God. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, buddy. Thanks for hopping on.
We are great, Troy. Awesome. You should also be in the Hall of Fame of hair.
Yes,
and
you should.
And I got to tell you, these commercials are hilarious. So Head & Shoulders has, if you haven't seen them, just go find them. Head & Shoulders. One is the 100% with Pat Mahomes. The other, I actually think I like the offense defense a little bit better. But working with Pat, I mean,
I'm waiting for my commercials Oscar now.
I hear you. How cool was this, though, working with Patty? Because he's obviously amazing. He's just coming off a Super Bowl championship. That's what offense and defense is about. He has one, you have two, obviously, so defense trumps offense. But how cool was this working with Pat Mahomes and with Head & Shoulders?
Well, I think I have a really unique perspective, given that I don't watch much football over the, you know, since my retirement. Mm-hmm. So getting to hear a lot about Patrick, and then getting him to know him before I even knew how great of a player he is, I was really awestruck by his, you know, humility and how authentic of a person he is. And I'm a big fan of his. And in regards to Head & Shoulders, it's been a great partnership, obviously, throughout my playing career. And now in my post-football career, it's also been a blessing as well.
Yeah.
Well, Troy, did Troy just say he doesn't watch much football?
I know.
I heard?
Why have you stopped watching the game?
Well, it wasn't necessarily watching the game. I think growing up for myself, I was truly just a fan of playing the game. We had one channel growing up, and TV wasn't a really big part of our upbringing. Was outside playing a lot.
Yeah.
But as I, you know, became more of a professional and started watching film and trying to really get better, you know, it was more about game tape and less about really watching TV. Anytime I'd watch football on TV, I'd be more motivated to go outside and play by myself and, you know, running through trees like I was a running back or just throwing the ball in the air.
Yeah, no, it's funny you say that because I get that way sometimes as well. I've told BT this a bunch of times. I'm just not the fan that I was before I became a professional because I can't watch a game and just enjoy it. I'm critical about everything. I'm just like, dude, why are you doing that? Why'd you take that angle? I mean, what are you thinking, man? You know, so it's less enjoyable.
I'll rewind like one play about 15 times. And my family will look at me like, yeah, all right, never mind, I'll go outside.
So I guess it's safe.
Whose fault was that?
So, Troy, it's probably safe to say that if we started asking you about The Sopranos or Breaking Bad or Billions, that we're going to get.
Well, I would say more Cobra Kai.
you're into Cobra Kai. How is that? I've heard it's good.
We just finished it. It's the best worst show ever.
I heard it's good.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
It provides entertainment through these trying times for sure.
Okay, yeah. So it's just a little filler. I got you. So we're talking to Troy Polamalu, football royalty, Hall of Famer. So even if you're not watching every snap, it's so good, and I'm not even a Steelers fan, but it's just so good to have them, to have Ben healthy, to have maybe some of the rumblings that were unfairly following Mike Tomlin around. When the Steelers are rolling and the Steelers are winning, the NFL's better. And there's a few teams like that, Dallas, the Niners, the Giants, the Eagles. The Steelers seem to have a look about themselves this year that we didn't see last year because of the quarterback spot. Are you surprised that Ben Roethlisberger has been able to come back from what, by all accounts, Troy, was a pretty devastating elbow issue? Are you surprised at all?
No. Ben's always been so great in overcoming, you know, doubt from people and winning in underdog circumstances. And really, the organization as a whole. I think the success that they've had this year is just really a continuation of a great tradition that they have there in Pittsburgh and throughout the whole entire organization. And I think this year so far they've are in great position. You know, obviously there's always a lot of teams that everybody is very excited about, but the sentiment within the organization has always been, you know, just get us to the playoffs and that's when we'll really shine. And when they make statements like they have so far earlier this season, it just seems like more and more good, great things are going to come from the team.
Yeah, Troy, how many years were you with Mike, with Tomlin?
Oh, man, I want to say over half my career,
I believe. Yeah, I thought so. So you had both. So you had obviously the chin we love and then whatever you want to call Mike, but he's got this, like, attitude about him. The difference between them, I wonder if it's as stark as it seems, because Mike Tomlin has this demeanor about him, and I know him personally. He coached my brother for a while, but – you know, a lot of people, I think, misunderstand him. What makes him so good at his job?
I think, well, for me, my whole 12 years was a tremendous experience. I had, you know, Coach LeBeau for the 11 of my 12 years, absolute Hall of Fame player, you know, a Hall of Fame coach.
Yep.
Same with Coach Cower. You know, I think that everybody within the organization knew that how special Coach Cower was, and that he'd be in the Hall of Fame as well. But then for Coach Tomlin to come in under different circumstances, you know, following Chuck Knoll, following Coach Cower, both Hall of Fame coaches, and truly to watch a development of another Hall of Fame coach, I think it was really a blessing for me to see that development from him coming in his first year, second year, winning the Super Bowl, and then I think his fourth year, you know, going to another Super Bowl. And just to see how the continuation of success really is about his message and how he preaches to the team, and it's his consistent message of excellent, of maintaining the standard. It's been a huge blessing for me to play under both coaches.
We're talking to Troy Polamalu, and a Hall of Famer, obviously, great Steeler with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. And all the images of you flying around, disrupting, just wrecking game plans. You know, it's forever, you know, stenciled in our minds. And at least outwardly, and I think that this would be a fair characterization, you were an incredibly emotional player, highly cerebral as well, but outwardly emotional. Could you imagine having to play in front of no fans? Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like you really fed off of that. Imagine if nobody was there.
You know, to be honest, I think I wouldn't make a difference to me.
Really?
I never really thrived off the fanaticism that surrounded the game of football, but really enjoyed playing the game of football. I've enjoyed practicing. I think more than I enjoyed playing in the games. I was you know, the kid that enjoyed playing Thanksgiving football and these outdoor playing by myself football. So to me, that sort of fan interaction really wasn't something that really drove me to play harder or anything.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would have made too much of a difference.
Yeah.
For me.
Did you like the game? Like, if you hadn't played football, what would you have done?
I'm a teacher. It's something that all of my older brothers, a lot of my family,
yeah,
became high school teachers, and that's something that I went to school with or to do as well.
Nice. No, that makes a lot of sense. All right, last question I got for you, Troy. When was the last time you cut your hair? Because in that offense, defense, head and shoulders commercial, I mean, it is like long, long. When was the last time you cut your hair?
Teague, by the way, Troy, when you cut it, send us some. Send us some.
We're both bald.
I'll glue it on.
I ran into somebody and they said, oh, man, I love that commercial. And they looked at me like, yeah, that's all fake, right? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. So obviously it isn't, but it's, man, I want to say, almost 20 years since I've cut my hair. Yeah.
Wow.
And the same with my children. You know, since they've been born, I have a 10 and 11-year-old, soon-to-be 12-year-old, two sons that both haven't cut their hair as well. And so it's just, I guess, maybe become more of a family trademark for us as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, is that like based on like religion, culture? What is that? What is that based on? Just personal preference?
Well, first of all, my mother-in-law is a big classics major, ancient Greek, and studied in a lot of history. And one thing that she always said that I really like to repeat is all the great wars throughout history had long hair. And it's something that I really enjoy, kind of exercising that inner warrior going out on the field. But I don't know what it really stems from.
Yeah.
I haven't cut my hair since I met my wife as well.
So it could be her.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be her. Well, Pat Mahomes has 100 hair rating. If he has 100, you must have been like 160 or something. we love those commercials.
Yeah.
We love chatting with you. I mean, you're such a great dude. You had an unbelievable Hall of Fame career, and good luck with this campaign and the ones that come in the future, because you're perfectly suited for it, Troy. We appreciate you.
Thank you guys for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.